In order to get on the ballot, candidates have to prove voters want them there. In the case of Democrats and Republicans running for governor, that means getting signatures from no less than 5,000 and no more than 10,000 members of his party. Two candidates running for the GOP nomination are welcome to get started, Senator Kirk Dillard and Treasurer Dan Rutherford. That's because they've declared who will run as their lieutenant governor. But the rest of the field has to wait to pass signatures until they do the same. Rupert Borgsmiller is director of the State Board of Elections.
We would assume, or we would anticipate, that the petition for governor slash lieutenant governor would include both names, one for governor and one for lieutenant governor.
There's plenty of time. Petitions don't have to be turned in until December 2nd. I'm Amanda Vinicky.